You're listening to SBS News.
Russia has always maintained it has not been targeting civilians since its invasion of Ukraine on February 24. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has now pushed back against claims by US President Joe Biden that Russia's behaviour in Ukraine amounts to genocide.
We categorically disagree and consider this kind of effort to distort the situation unacceptable. Moreover, as we said before, this is hardly acceptable from a president of the United States, a country that has committed well-known crimes in recent times.
More countries have joined in the description of Russia's actions in Ukraine, with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying the word genocide was absolutely right to use. The United States has also doubled down on its use of the word. In the daily briefing to reporters, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has said Mr. Biden was talking about what everyone has clearly observed.
The president was speaking to what we all see, what he feels is clear as day in terms of the atrocities happening on the ground. As he also noted yesterday, of course, there will be a legal process that plays out in the courtroom. But he was speaking to what he has seen on the ground, what we've all seen in terms of the atrocities on the ground.
Joe Biden has now underlined his support with a new $800 million military assistance package to Ukraine, including artillery systems, armoured personnel carriers and helicopters. Serhiy Nikiforov, a spokesman for Volodymyr Zelensky, says the Ukrainian president has also spoken by telephone with Mr. Biden, saying the pressure on Russia must not only continue but increase until it causes significant damage to the Russian economy.
He stressed that sanctions must concern all the Russian banks instead of selective ones. The entry of Russian ships to world ports must be banned. In this case, the talk was about the US ports. Import of Russian raw materials, including oil, gas, coal and other minerals, must be banned. Russia must be recognized as the country sponsor of terrorism.
Whatever sanctions have been applied to date may already be having a damaging impact to Russian interests. Finland and Sweden have drawn closer to seeking membership of NATO as the invasion drives support for the alliance to record levels. The presidents of Poland, Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia have arrived in Kyiv to meet with Zelensky in a strong show of solidarity by the leaders of the countries on NATO's eastern flank. And new figures show Russia's economy is on track to contract by more than 10% in 2022, the biggest fall since after the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. The Russian government is reportedly discussing giving subsidies to airlines and airports to help them deal with Western sanctions. But Russia is pushing ahead with more military action. Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, has suffered some of the heaviest shelling since Russia began the invasion. These men have described their homes being destroyed.
I was at work. My wife calls me and says, "Our home doesn't exist anymore. Thank God my son is alive. My wife is alive."
I was at home when it happened. It was very, very powerful. The blast tore through the garage doors. It was a horrendous bang. I have double windows. The frames were blown off. The vent windows were ripped.
The Russian Defense Ministry is now claiming they have taken control of the crucial port city of Mariupol and that more than 1,000 Ukrainian Marines had surrendered. The claims have not yet been verified, but if they are true, it makes Mariupol the first major city to fall since Russia invaded Ukraine. What is known is the scale of destruction and civilian casualties. Mariupol's mayor, Vadim Boychenko.
The things that are going on in the city now, the fact that Russia destroyed 90% of the infrastructure, bombed hospitals, bombed shelters, innocent residents of Mariupol, and we believe that more than 21,000 have died. We consider all of this, all these shelling and bombing as war crimes. It's a principled position. This is a genocide of the Ukrainian nation by Russia in our city and in our entire country.
Volodymyr Zelensky has continued his calls for more military support on top of sanctions. In a video posted on Telegram, he asked Western nations for specific weapons and aircraft to bolster the Ukrainian position.
Freedom must be armed better than tyranny. Western countries have everything to make it happen. The final victory over the tyranny and the number of people saved depends on them. Arm Ukraine now to defend freedom.
Peace talks and negotiations are also continuing. The Russian Foreign Ministry has rejected an offer by Volodymyr Zelensky to exchange the leader of the pro-Russian party opposition platform For Life for Ukrainian servicemen. Spokeswoman Maria Zakharova.
Zelensky announced the arrest of the leader of the party opposition platform For Life, Viktor Medvedchuk, and his readiness to exchange him for Ukrainian servicemen. We consider this trend extremely dangerous, given that there are a lot of opposition-minded politicians and public figures in the country. We went through the use of similar tactics in the 90s in the North Caucasus.
Zakharova added that Russia and Ukraine have kept holding online negotiations, but she has accused the Ukrainian delegation of sabotaging them instead of trying to reach agreement. The United Nations has also continued its push for peace. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he has little hope for a humanitarian ceasefire, but the UN is continuing its efforts.
There is a number of proposals that were made and we are waiting for an answer from the Russian Federation in relation to those proposals, including different mechanisms for local ceasefires, for corridors, for humanitarian assistance, evacuations, and different other aspects that can minimize the dramatic impact on civilians that we are witnessing. And I believe that... You mentioned a statement in which it was said that the peace negotiations were dead. I would remind you that we are in an Easter period, and the Easter period is about resurrection.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.